In that year, I believe, of 1998, 99, companies tried a corporate takeover of Phillips Petroleum. Talk to us about how a company can do a takeover of a company.
What was going on at the time was oil companies were doing very well and had strong balance sheets. When I talk about a balance sheet, you have stock, equity on one side of the balance sheet, and you have debt on the other. I'm grossly oversimplifying. I'm a pretty sophisticated financial guy, oversimplifying on purpose for clarity. But what happened was oil companies had a lot of cash and a lot of equity, but not much debt. Oil companies built their balance sheet that way because when you do big projects, especially overseas, these projects cost billions and billions and billions of dollars. So you want the ability to go execute those things. One of the ways you got projects overseas with governments is the governments typically didn't have the money to develop their oil fields. Oil companies did. So we would bring a lot of cash in and help develop these fields. Besides expertise, we brought cash to the table or the ability to borrow because of all the assets that we had. Raiders at a point in time figured out that, oh, there's this big pool of cash that we might be able to help ourselves to. They would come in and say to shareholders, we can give you some of that cash today if you put us in charge. Companies would fight that because it was, no, we need that to go do our business. Well, they were successful in getting companies to take on a bunch of debt and give it to shareholders today at the expense of tomorrow. So Boone Pickens and Carl Icahn both took on Phillips and caused it to go from a very profitable, cash-rich company to a company that had great debt in the future and limited ability to do the kinds of things to give it a bright future. They just rearranged the balance sheet, and they were able to persuade a lot of shareholders, let's talk about today. We're not that concerned about tomorrow because we only own the stock today. That worked for a while. Those corporate raiders were very successful for a period of time. You saw them do that in industries like the oil business. Remember when airlines used to have a lot of cash because they had to have money to buy airplanes and all of that? Well, they did that to the airline industry. There are certain industries that they're very successful rearranging balance sheets. Give us today at the sacrifice of tomorrow. They put a huge hurt on Phillips Petroleum. We went almost a decade with a very distressed balance sheet because to survive, we had to, I'll say, make a deal with the devil.
And the devil was
These takeover artists. Carl Icahn, Boone Pickens, back to back.
But they didn't succeed to taking you over.
They did not. Because we took on debt and were able to secure independence at the expense of a brighter future. This was a Wall Street tactic because most of the shareholders were Wall Street people. So they were able to talk pension funds that owned us, mutual funds that owned us, individual shareholders that owned us said, oh, by the way, we can give you $50 a share price today. I'm making that number up. I don't recall what it was. We can give you that in cash today instead of stock, and your stock will still be worth something, but there's a lot of debt to pay back tomorrow. So it was a pay me today or pay me tomorrow kind of a thing. And people wanted the payment today.
Did you ever speak to T. Boone Pickens about this?
I did many years later. An interesting story. T. Boone Pickens was one of the most famous corporate raiders there was. Phillips wasn't the only company that he attacked. He made a lot of money doing that. He had his own oil company. He was in the gas business up in the panhandle of Texas. So he had legitimacy because he did, in fact, have a much smaller company than Phillips. He was just saying, I'm a lot smarter than their management, so let me do that, and I'm going to give you a bunch of cash, taking over our company with nothing. He got a lot of cash as a percentage. Some people call that green mailing. So he made a lot of money. Later on, when the oil prices, gas prices fell, his company was very distressed. He was really good at corporate raiding and not quite so good at running an oil company. So I was running North America E&P at the time, still quite a young man. I got a call from Boone Pickens. He said, we have a bunch of assets for sale up in the Panhandle of Texas. You're not in the data room. You're a big operator up there. Phillips is the biggest operator in Panhandle of Oklahoma and Texas. Why aren't you up here looking at my properties? I said, well, Boone, you're not much of an oilman. We looked at your assets, and they're worth less than your debt. You're probably not going to survive, and we're not going to pay you more than those assets are worth. The banks own you. We don't need to buy the banks out. I said, we got long memories as well. We wish you all the best, but we're not too surprised to see you end up in this position. Now, of course, he turned out to be a pretty good trader, and oil prices came up, and he's done pretty well through the years. But at that point, he had that not-so-special moment himself, and it gave me some pleasure as a young man to have a personal conversation to tell him that maybe he wasn't as good a woman as he thought.
We have his interview on voicesofoklahoma.com, so those who want to hear it, you can go to that.
I bet he tells that story differently or never told that piece.
Right. No, he never mentioned you.
Yeah, I was one of the people he called, and the chairman said, well, why didn't he call me? And I said, he'd probably embarrassed to call you.
Yeah.